The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
We interrupt the programming to alert you of a special Columbus Dispatch alert. Yes, I just received this by Twitter from our local newspaper, the Columbus Disgrace. I mean the Columbus Dispatch, yes. They thought this was worthy of a dispatch alert. 3 minutes ago, it is breaking news about someone who performs as a drag king at a Chillicothe show. Really? I'm not going to give you the names or any of the details because I don't want to give this individual any free publicity, but this is worthy of a Columbus Dispatch alert. I'm looking at it on my Twitter feed right now. Gives the name. Blank blank performs as a drag king at Chillicothe show. Blank blank has celebrated pride by performing as blank blank. But this year's first Capital Pride Coalition drag show. Folks, listen. We are in total moral freefall. Total moral freefall. And almost all of the media, news media, entertainment media, almost all of the media is very, very complicit. Columbus Dispatch, alert about some unknown drag king at a fairly unknown Chillicothe show. All right. Welcome. That is not how I intended to open the program, but this dispatch alert just popped up moments ago. What a disgrace that our only Columbus newspaper. Now, some of you are old enough to remember when we had two. As most cities had two, three newspapers to give you different views. No, we only have one. And this is what they think is important to report. All right, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. What I had planned on beginning the program with A very positive note headline, more than a dozen Ohio schools to wear camouflage jerseys as part of 9/11 commemorations. This is a good story. High school football teams across the state will pay respect to first responders and members of the military Friday night by commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11. With the help of the Ohio Army National Guard, at least 16 teams will wear camouflage jerseys Friday night. Major Matt France, commander of the Ohio Army National Guard, said, "We are honored to help communities pay tribute to the first responders and military members who have served or continue to serve since the attacks on 9/11. Good for these schools. I'm a little sad that 16, I think. Yeah, 16 high schools across Ohio will wear these camouflage jerseys tomorrow night for their football games. But good for them. But you know what? I don't know that it'll be reported, but I can almost guarantee you there will be protests. Why are we honoring the military? They just go out and kill people. Yeah, that's where we are in America today. But good for the schools, good for the kids, good for the Army National Guard. And then here in Columbus, you may remember back in April, our mayor, Ginther, sent a letter to the Department of Justice saying, we got a bad police department here. We got a racist police department here. And we can't handle it ourselves. We can't examine it, evaluate it, investigate it. No, we can't do it ourselves. So would you please send some people from the Department of Justice to examine our police department? Now, editorial comment coming, all right? You need to understand. We have a white mayor who is under intense pressure from radicals in our community about supposed racism in the Columbus Police Department. Now, many of you are old enough to remember we had a black police chief for many, many years. Anyway, we have a white mayor who is under enormous pressure from some far-left radicals about supposed racism in the police department. I don't know whether it's there or not. I really don't, and I'm not assuming either way because I don't have inside information. But this is a way for a white mayor to appease the radicals and at the same time throw his own police department under the bus. In a statement, Mayor Ginther said, "This is an important day for the future of policing in Columbus. This is not about one particular officer, policy, or incident. Rather, this is about reforming the entire institution of policing in Columbus. I am confident in the partnership and the additional tools the DOJ's COPS office will bring to our city." Now, if any of you know police officers in Columbus, you already know that morale is in the basement. Morale among Columbus police, horrible, terrible. Yeah, this is not going to help. This is not going to help. Columbus, as well as police departments across America, are losing police officers like crazy because of the anti-police attitude from the radical left. May I repeat? The left destroys everything it touches? Yeah. Are there problems? I don't know. There may be. But you would think that Columbus could handle this themselves. But this also relieves the mayor, city council, from any personal responsibility. And for the left, that's always a good thing. All right, we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It's about 9 minutes before the top of the hour. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, and that is the number Philip in New Albany has called. Philip, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Philip, I am well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Yeah, did you see last week the new chief of police in Columbus had a checkpoint set up?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. They were stopping random people and searching their vehicles and running them through the computers and, violating their Fourth Amendment rights all over the place.
Well, now, was that a...
it was not a DUI checkpoint. It was for guns. It was to look for drugs. It was to look for warrants and whatever else. But
really? No, I had not heard that. And my first question is that legal?
No, absolutely not. That's as Nazi as it comes.
Wow.
I saw that on the news and I could not believe it. I mean, they just totally violating Fourth Amendment.
No, I had not heard it and I can't believe I had not heard it, but it reminds me of, my first trip to Moldova. The first time I went to Moldova was, at least 25 years now. And not long after the Soviet Union had fallen, Moldova was a part of the Soviet Union. My point is their communist past was pretty recent. And we were stopped every day, several times a day. It just became normal. We're just driving around the city. Police officer would just run out in the middle of the street, pull you over. Let me see your papers. Where are you going? Why are you going there? Who are you? What do you got in the car? It was just common practice because it was a leftover from communism.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'll have to check into that, Philip. I was completely unaware of that.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it because this is America, and I think we've really, really, really forgotten about independence.
Well,
the
that's for sure.
Individual has, you have a right to say what you want, to believe as you see fit.
And go where you want to go, when you want to go there.
You are an independent person.
Wow. I'll check into that, Philip. I was completely unaware of it. I'm glad that you brought it to my attention.
A question, though.
Sure.
Did you check out that video I told you about?
Which one?
The I Smelled a Girl.
No, I didn't. I didn't think I could stomach it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well,
all right, Philip. Thanks.
Bless you.
All right, you as well. Bye. Thanks for the call. I was completely unaware that a checkpoint was set up. I have always thought that the DUI checkpoints were probably illegal and terribly ineffective because it was always announced. Hey, this Friday night, if you're planning on driving drunk, well, why don't you come down to Broad Street, because we're going to be in the 4300 block of Broad Street. We're going to have a DUI checkpoint, and we'd love to meet you there if you're driving drunk. Now, it amazes me, because every time they set up one of those DUI checkpoints, they find drunk people. And I'm thinking, not only are you drunk, you're dumb, because they advertise where they're going to be. And I've always questioned the legality of those. I am grateful for every drunk driver that get off the road. I am, but not at the cost of violating our constitutional rights. There needs to be a reason why people are pulled over. There has to be some reason for you to be stopped, searched, even delayed. But no, I was totally unaware. But I will check it out. My only observations concerning our new police chief is she's trying to portray herself as being really tough on crime, tough on gangs. She's held two or three press conferences, and she said, we're coming after you if you're involved in a gang, if you're involved in illegal activities, if you are determined to break the law, we just want you to know we're coming after you and we're going to throw the book at you. And I've appreciated that, but that's about all that I've seen. So anyway, I'll check it out. Hey, when we come back after the top of the hour break, and Lord willing, I always try to add that because this is live radio, and as I've told you over and over and over again, most talk shows pre-record interviews. It's much safer if the guy isn't there when you call him. But I always prefer live. We are planning on talking with Joe Dallas. Joe Dallas has an interesting background. He has written a number of books on the biblical view of sexuality, homosexuality, and so forth. He is a biblical counselor, and he has written a brand new book, Christians in a Cancel Culture, Speaking with Truth and Grace in a Hostile World. Caught my attention. Joe Dallas himself has caught my attention for many years. And our plan, when we come back, is to sit down with Joe Dallas and talk about his new book. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.